Welcome to Missionary Echoes, a ministry of the Lebanon God's Missionary Church. Pastor Walter will join us this morning to share a message and a few thoughts as well. I'm Pastor Joel, and it's great to have you join us today for a special Easter Sunday program.
Oh, what a day will soon take place when the redeemed of Adam's race in an instant will all be transformed.
But now has Christ risen from the dead and has become the firstfruits of those who have fallen asleep. During the Apostle Paul's three-year stay in Ephesus, he received word that trouble was brewing in the church at Corinth. Not only was there disunity and carnality, false teachers were teaching that there would be no resurrection of the believer's body. This false teaching prompted Paul to write a long discourse on a crucial theological point. The resurrection of Jesus Christ guarantees that those who belong to him will also be resurrected. In fact, Paul said that the resurrection of Jesus was so important that the Christian's faith is in vain if he is still in the grave. And if Jesus wasn't raised from the dead, why, we will not be either. But Jesus was raised from the dead and seen by hundreds of witnesses. Paul pointed out that the resurrection of our body will follow Christ, each one in his own order. As the harvest happens in stages, so will the resurrection. As James Stewart said, Christianity is essentially a religion of resurrection. On this Easter Sunday, take heart, my friend. Stand firm. Your labor in the Lord will bear fruit in eternity. A new earth awaits your resurrected, glorified, eternal body. So let's live each day for God's glory and praise. Continue to labor, work, and pray, and believe God for victories and for the ultimate victory of our bodies as well being resurrected and for us to be forever with the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, happy Resurrection Day. So glad you can join us for Missionary Echoes. Stay tuned as we enjoy these moments together.
Jesus lives, Jesus reigns, let the whole world celebrate. Victory, authority, and glory are his. Sovereign Lord, all supreme, who rose in majesty. Hallelujah, we believe. Jesus lives. Not contain him. Death has lost its sting. In resurrection power, he came forth the living King. Jesus lives, Jesus reigns. Let the whole world celebrate. Victory, authority, and glory are his. Sovereign. Hallelujah, we believe. Jesus lives. Go to every nation, make the message known. Sin has been defeated, for Christ rolled back the stone. Taking darkness captive, he crushed the powers of hell. Our strong and mighty Savior is still God alive and well. Jesus lives, Jesus reigns, let the whole world celebrate. Victory, authority, and glory are his. Sovereign Lord, all supreme, who rose in majesty.
Forever with his saints to reign.
That was the Rejoice Singers with the song Jesus Lives. Missionary Echoes is an outreach of the God's Missionary Church located at 2127 Hill Street in Lebanon, Pennsylvania. If you don't have a church family, we'd love for you to join us. We meet every Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school, 10:30 for a morning worship service, and 6 o'clock p.m. for an evening worship service. On Wednesday nights, we gather for a prayer and praise service at 7 o'clock p.m. Now, we hope to see you in person, but if that's not possible, you can watch our services live online at LebanonGMC.com. There you can also find information on upcoming events and even share prayer requests with us. Now, this morning, we look forward to our Easter Sunday worship service, a highlight of the year as we celebrate the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. I want to invite you to join us at 9:30 a.m. as we've changed our regular schedule just a bit for this special day. Again, our morning worship service will begin at 9:30 a.m. Here are the Cassidy family with the song Because He Lives, and then Pastor Alan Walter will share the message for this morning.
My Savior lives, because He lives, I can face tomorrow, because He lives, all fear is gone, because
life's final war with pain, and then as death gives way to victory, I'll see the lights of glory, and I'll know that He reigns. Tomorrow, because
In Mark's Gospel, chapter 16, it begins, "And when the Sabbath was past, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James and Salome, had bought sweet spices that they might come and anoint him. And very early in the morning, the first day of the week, they came unto the sepulchre at the rising of the sun. And they said among themselves, Who shall roll us away the stone from the door of the sepulchre? And when they looked, they saw that the stone was rolled away, for it was very great. And entering into the sepulchre, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, clothed in a long white garment, and they were affrighted. And he saith unto them, Be not affrighted. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified? He is risen. He is not here. Behold the place where they laid him. But go your way, tell his disciples and Peter that he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall you see him, as he said unto you. And they went out quickly and fled from the sepulchre, for they trembled and were amazed, neither said they anything to any man, for they were fearful." An aged custodian of Winchester Cathedral in England loved to stand on the cathedral roof and relate the story of how the news of Wellington's victory over Napoleon reached England. News of the history-making battle came by a sailing vessel to the south coast and by a semaphore. It was a wigwag overland to London. A semaphore is a visual signaling apparatus with flags, lights, or mechanically moving arms, as on a railroad. This is from a few years ago. Atop Winchester Cathedral, the semaphore began to spell out the eagerly awaited message, WELLINGTONDEFEATEAD, Wellington defeated. And then a dense fog settled oppressively over the land there, an English fog. The semaphore could no longer be seen, and thus the heartbreaking news of the incomplete message went on to London. The country was overwhelmed in gloom and despair. Wellington defeated! But later, the fog lifted. Again, the signaling semaphore atop the cathedral became visible, spelling out the complete message of the battle. Wellington defeated the enemy. Now the message meant all the more because of the preceding gloom. The joyful news spread across the land and lifted the spirits of the people. Wellington defeated the enemy. An apparent defeat was turned into victory. That's what I want to talk about this morning, when defeat is turned into victory. It was just such a turnabout that occurred with the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. The message had gone out that Jesus was dead, the Jesus problem was solved as far as the Jewish authorities were concerned. Now that Jesus' body was safely laid in Joseph's tomb, the Passover festivities could go on. Sabbath would be observed. Jesus would bother the religious leaders no more. That was the message the world received when the wind blew and the lightning flashed. But on the third day, the rising sun illuminated the world, and its illumination brought about a light that they had not anticipated, a light that could not be put out. Jesus was raised from the dead. We stand today before the open door of that tomb. The resurrection was an open door to life. The door to the tomb was opened, and Jesus walked from death to life. The apparent defeat of the cross was turned to victory in the resurrection. By his resurrection, we have that same promise. Hallelujah. It is life that we celebrate today. With the resurrection, defeat was turned into victory, and because of the living Lord, we have life. So, first of all, when defeat is turned into victory, we have an assurance for life. The resurrection was an unexpected event. We often approach it as though we think the first followers of Jesus expected it, but they did not. Jesus had tried to prepare them for predicting both his death and resurrection, yet still they were surprised. Furthermore, they were frightened and confused by the unexpected turn of events. They hardly knew what to make of the empty tomb. Therefore, Jesus' first words to them were, "Do not be afraid." The resurrection was a reassuring event. We surely need those same words of reassurance today. So much of life frightens us. Our boat gets to rocking. We get caught off guard. But just as the resurrection reassured Jesus' first followers, so it reassures us today in the face of apparent defeat, the unknown, even death. Secondly, when defeat is turned to victory, we have an announcement of life. In the place of death came an announcement of life. The last words one expects to hear in a cemetery is the word of life. The last announcement one expects to be proclaimed from a tomb is the announcement of life. But that was the announcement Jesus' followers heard on that first Easter morning. He is risen. Notice the content of the announcement made from the grave itself. He is risen. Life is its content. It is life. Easter is about life. All the symbols of Easter have to do with life. Eggs are symbols of fertility. Flowers are symbols of new life in the spring. New clothes are symbols of life in people. Yet the most significant symbol of Easter is the open and empty tomb, for it announces that Jesus Christ is risen. Thirdly, when defeat is turned to victory, we have an affirmation of life. To affirm his statement, the angel said, "See where they laid him?" They could examine the place. It was obvious he was not there. The greatest affirmation of life came in the instruction the angel gave them. He quoted the risen Christ, who said to tell the disciples and Peter to meet him in Galilee. The continuing presence of Christ is the greatest affirmation we have. The most convincing proof of the empty tomb is his continuing presence with his original followers. He was with them in their confusion and their struggle, and he is with us in all of our struggles. He affirms life for us. He enters the fray with us. Praise his name. And finally, when defeat is turned into victory, we have an authorization for life. To the woman, the angel said, "Go tell his disciples and Peter." This command was their authorization to share the story of Christ's resurrection. These words are also our authorization. This Easter Sunday, we do not gather here just to celebrate an event of 2,000 years ago. We do not gather in the sanctuary this morning just because it is a thing to do on Easter. We do not gather there just to praise the resurrection of Jesus from the dead to reassure ourselves. We go to worship to the house of God for authorization to go tell. We have a message to share, and Jesus has authorized each one of us to proclaim that message. Go tell the church. Go tell the downtrodden. Go tell the disheartened. Go tell the divorced. Go tell the discouraged. Go tell the down and outer. And the list goes on and on and on and on. All of life has turned around because we have met Christ. Those women went to the tomb with sagging spirits and aching hearts. They had the sad task of anointing Jesus' body for burial, something that should have been done earlier but was not because of the time and day of his death. But when they heard the news that he was risen from the dead and looked into the empty tomb and saw that he was not there, their lives were indeed turned around. And when they heard the authorization to share that story, their lives would never be the same again. Christ's resurrection gives lives new meaning. It looked like certain defeat for Jesus when he was crucified, but at the resurrection 3 days later, defeat was turned into victory, and Jesus still turns defeat into victories. He can do it in your life if you come to him by faith today, putting your life in his hands. That, my friend, is the Easter message. Oh, hallelujah. Well, when defeat is turned into victory, we have an assurance of life. When defeat is turned into victory, we have an announcement of life. When defeat is turned into victory, we have an affirmation of life. And when defeat is turned into victory, we have an authorization for life. Don't you forget it. Let's get busy. Let's be faithful. Let's get the good news out there. Jesus is risen. We can celebrate his resurrection again today. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Pastor Walter, for that great reminder of what Christ accomplished in the resurrection. We have such a glorious hope this morning because Jesus is alive. My friend, if you would like to talk to someone about your relationship with God and where you stand before him, we would be happy to talk with you. Please contact us by calling 717-273-3690 or send us an email at leb gmc@gmail.com. We look forward to having you with us next week for another edition of Missionary Echoes. I'm Pastor Joel, wishing you our Lord's blessing.
Wait until his bride has been complete.